Hi, welcome to Cancer, the Emotional Mountain. I'm Tammy, a cancer patient with a roller coaster of emotions, and I want to share them with you. With the diagnosis of cancer comes emotions, feelings that no doctor can prepare you for, feelings that can sometimes consume you and take you over. As you try to navigate all the medical terminology, treatments, surgeries, friends, family, you have a mountain in your path. Some days the path is easy. No steep hills, no cliffs. And on other days, it might as well be Mount Everest without a guide, without food or water, and not even a map. In those days, you need someone who understands, who walks the same path, someone who climbs with you. And that's where I come in. Take my hand, and let's take it one step at a time, together.
Hi, everybody. I am so sorry it has been a long time since I've checked in. Many things have happened that I didn't anticipate. One, the weather in Louisiana is so hot, and my treatments made me shut down for a while, but I wanted to approach something this evening that has happened that I didn't think would ever happen to me. Whoops, microphone issues. Cancer, health, and age discrimination. What I want to talk to you about today is I never thought that my cancer would interrupt my life in a way that affected my work life. I have been working for a year and a half through my treatments. I have never called in sick. I've never been late. I've never been a no-show. And yet, in the last couple weeks, an opening came up in my department for an assistant manager. And I was overlooked. I have worked in my store diligently, loyally, without reservation, to create an atmosphere for my customers that was above board. And when the manager suddenly left with barely a notice and a rude exit, someone else was brought in. I didn't know that there was an opening. I didn't know there was an opportunity, and I was overlooked. When I went to others above me to complain or ask an explanation, I was told, well, someone else was given the opportunity. Someone else who didn't know the store as much as I have for the last year and a half. Someone else who doesn't know the store at all. And I was overlooked. And all I could think of was my age and my cancer. Although I've never not followed through with my commitment to the company, and though I've never left anyone in a lurch because of my illness, I was not considered and that has caused great stress in my ability to continue to perform at my best. So the new person comes in and makes many mistakes, which is okay, as you know, as somebody who's coming in and doesn't know what's going on, but I do. And I fell into a great depression. I didn't understand why this happened. I have done my very best for a year and a half to perform everything I thought that the company would want and needed. I love my job. I love my position. I have asked many times from the previous manager to increase my responsibilities, to increase my time, and none of that was recognized. So when this happened, I fell down a lot in depression and didn't understand. So the first couple of weeks, I kind of rolled with it. You know, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. I'm older. I have cancer. I don't know if any of you have encountered this, but if you have, I think you will understand why you don't know why this has anything to do with your performance and what you've already accomplished. You have worked through more than any of these other people could possibly know, especially those who are still in their 20s. They haven't graduated from college. They don't have the knowledge. I'm 65 years old. I've run my own company. I have degrees. I have experience. I've done everything I possibly could to build the business, but that wasn't enough. When I challenged the uppers of this business, I was told, well, we can't tell the new manager that we're taking the job away from her because it will hurt her feelings. And we can't give you a raise, although you haven't been given a raise in a year and a half, because you work at a store that doesn't make any money. For a year and a half, I've done all that I could to build this new store, to increase its business, and to make it money. And as a result, I've got nothing. If you're in this position, I think you understand the stress and the letdown and the moral issues of this. I may be 65 years old, but I've got news for you. I can do anything 10 of these 20-year-olds can do. I can do it in a day, but it'll take them a month to do. I know this store inside and out. And to be told that I'm not getting a raise because it's a store that doesn't make money, but yet you've hired someone else and increased their salary at the same store. Now, many have asked me, are you going to file a complaint? Are you going to do anything because of this? And my answer is no. I don't need to do that. I've been through too much. I don't want to do any of that. My health is more important right now than what's going on. And if someone in their 20s thinks they can do what I've done, well, okay, go for it. But there's my explanation for being gone. So with that, I'm going to say, I have been given an awesome opportunity to grow as a human being. And I'm in the Unite Sisterhood, of which I think you remember Deborah Tonji talked to you about Spark, SCART, and the Unite Sisterhood. And in that program, I was challenged to write a story. It was called Story Crafting. And we were told in a structured atmosphere, which was very difficult for me in the beginning because I'm a writer. And it was hard for me to understand the process in the beginning, but then I just kind of let it go, and I let my mind and my creativity open into what it could possibly be. And then I was asked, please tell your story on your podcast. And I'm going to do that right now. My story is called Ain't No Mountain High Enough. My metaphor is life is a mountain you must climb. My megaphone that can be shouted out to the world in any language is never give up. The view from the top is amazing. I left home at 17 for college. For adventure, for myself. A phone call on the night before Thanksgiving 20 years later woke me up to realize what's important in my life. My mother had pancreatic cancer and perhaps only weeks to live. I was 3,000 miles away. 10 days later, I was back home. I saw a large mountain forming in front of me. How would I navigate this? I was raised in the Midwest, an only child. Given many opportunities others in my area didn't have, the land was flat, easy paths to hike and play. Parents that believed in me, supported and encouraged me, gave me wings. Now I had to figure out how to use those wings when I was too frightened and weak to fly, covered in the shadow of this mountain. My mother's funeral was 10 months after her diagnosis. I'd been climbing this mountain, trying to fix something that couldn't be fixed. Her doctors were amazed that she had lived so long. And I was sliding back down, losing all the ground I had gained. It wasn't long enough. I had never really gotten to know her as an adult. And all I had left was my dad. He wasn't going to live forever. I was learning how quickly life can change in an instant. I changed my future in the moment before her end of her funeral. For 15 years, I climbed. Illness and surgeries because my focus was on my dad. But I was there. No more emergency flights home. I felt I had more solid ground being able to be there for him. 15 glorious years getting to be daddy's girl. I believe the top of the mountain is always within reach. Each step gives me wisdom, joy, patience, sadness, and a richer life. in November of 2020, literally sitting on a mountain, I got the call that I had ovarian cancer. I stared up at the ridge in front of me. Moments before the call, it was my dream. I woke up to the majestic beauty of one of God's greatest creations. My dream job in the mountains, rescuing animals, had only lasted a year. I looked through my tears at the height I had to continue to climb. I had to move, find a place that wasn't so isolated, had cell service, internet, leave the sunrises of pink and orange, and start another challenge. The mountain followed me. Even though I was traveling very south and east, barely a hill, but I carried my mountain. When I settled in Louisiana, a stranger, having to use a GPS to find the barest necessities, my mountain called me to continue. Don't stop. Keep climbing. There is so much more for you to see and do. Clouds dimmed my path. Setbacks with the cancer made me lose my grip, but not for long. Because I have God's love, friends, prayers, and support. The rope that is wrapped around my waist, arms, and heart is strong. There is life after a cancer diagnosis. Mine is more blessed and richer than I could ever have imagined. My vision is brighter, full of deeper colors, new sunrises with different hues. My heart is filled with new abundance. My mind is gathering more adventures. My spiritual self has expanded beyond what I ever thought possible. I prayed for others to be healed, and I believe that my prayers were heard. But it wasn't until others were praying for me that I felt the physical power of prayer. I felt peace and joy and a light flow through me. Goosebumps and tears of joy. Cancer was a rebirth to my soul. I know how valuable it is to stop along the mountain lake, take in the view. Are you afraid to fall off the ledge? Take a breath and let stress go. It's not important enough to hold on to. Without a lesson, there is no purpose. Raise your eyes to the top. Focus on the reward. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm back. Take care, everybody. Join me on Facebook. And I'll see you, talk to you soon. And you haven't seen the best of me yet. There's nothing like you and me together. And your eyes have been so hard.